Well, good morning to clients and subscribers of Planning for Life and Living Money. This is Jeremy Deed, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday, the 10th of September. And as discussed last week, I'm going to spend this week, the second week of the month, concentrating on recent developments in personal finance, which I hope you will find of use. Starting with the economy, in the last couple of months, some interesting points to note. The Bank of England August meeting, no change in interest rates, but quantitative easing extended by 50 billion to 375 billion. Although there's a good deal of dispute about how effective this will actually be in rejuvenating the economy. Anyway, it's Cerner. Retail sales surprisingly rose in July to an annualised rate of 2.8%. It was a big surprise, actually. And inflation also, after some sharp falls, rose marginally in July. CPI is now at 2.6%, and RPI, which includes housing costs, is at 3.2%. Still both above the Bank of England target of 2%, but further falls are expected. In the second quarter, unemployment fell by 46,000 to just 8%. And in July, government borrowing rose unexpectedly in spite of a good month of tax receipts, which really indicates that the government is not getting to grips with its austerity measures. And I think, as we all know, UK GDP for the second quarter was revised to a contraction of just 0.5% rather than 0.7%. But that does mean that we are officially in a double-dip recession. Looking at the investment and savings market, not much at the moment, except the Investment Management Institute reported that interest in fund of funds continues to grow, with sales now exceeding $1 billion in the second quarter. Fund of funds now account for 11% of total funds under management, with trackers accounting for 7.5%. Looking at the pensions market, the ever-complex pensions market, the DWP note that there's still very limited understanding of auto-enrollment in a new personal account, and if you're either an employee or an employer, it's worth making sure you've got to grips with that. HMRC has also clarified the rules on pension drawdown rates for women, and from 21st December this year, providers will have to use the same higher maximum drawdown rates as men for annual drawdown reviews, and that's following a European court ruling. And yet another study, this time by Barings, shows that, as we all know, most individuals and families have made no provision for their retirement. Of those that have, only just over half are using pensions as their primary source of retirement income, with the rest using cash, property and ISAs. And also beware of a couple of new pension unlocking sites that are around. You try and unlock your pension early, it counts as an unauthorised payment, and that could be taxed at up to 70%. In the housing market, Nationwide reported a 1.3% increase in house prices in August after a period of decline. Mortgage lending was also up in July by 8% from June, with BTL, buy-to-let mortgages, also increasing in 2Q by 5%. Tesco's entered the non-advised mortgage market, and the post office, which has actually offered advised mortgages by phone and internet for some time, is beginning to introduce mortgage advice to some of its branches. On the taxation front, as the number of tax inspectors fall, HMRC is posting photos of its top tax fugitive on its website with a request to phone Crime Stoppers if you see them. No reward, as far as I can make out. But more seriously, HMRC won three important cases against tax avoidance schemes last month. They estimate this will save the government $200 million in lost tax receipts, but it also shows how serious HMRC is about stopping the leaks to the tax system. And reinforces our view that tax planning must now be all about tax deferral rather than tax avoidance, and certainly not tax evasion. On the regulation front, the FSA is as active as ever, with a huge number of initiatives in the pipeline. And the long-awaited RDR, the Retail Distribution Review, is now only a few months away, which is a subject in its own right, and I'll comment on that separately in due course. But the FSA is now trying to publicise this, and I have a leaflet available. If anyone wants it, do let me know. Busy week last week and this week, a lot of client meetings. That's it from me. I hope it's of use. Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the FSA. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and education services. And nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice, and we cannot hold responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary, advice.